And please pray with me. Gracious and loving God, we know that sometimes, even within our own families, there are divisions. And yet you call us to something larger. And so I pray, Lord, that however way that our families need to be united, both within the church and outside the church, that you send your Holy Spirit to help and guide us. And may the meditation of my heart and mind be acceptable in your sight. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Some of you have probably seen the bumper sticker that says, "I want to be the person that my dog thinks I am." And if you think about what that statement is actually saying, it's actually a statement of division. And let me explain what I mean by that. So how many of you can honestly say that there are certain people in your life where you might act a different way than maybe than the way you would with like a friend that you are very comforted by? Yeah? Or maybe you act differently in front of your mom or your dad than the way you might act in front of your siblings. I know that's certainly how it is with me, and this just happened a couple weeks ago when I was at home for Mother's Day weekend with my sisters and my mom. My sister, one of my sisters just blurted out a secret that I told her in front of my mother, and I said, "Hey, she doesn't know that." And so my mother looks at me, "Why don't I know that?" And I said, "Because it was just between you." "You're pretty, Mom." That diffused the argument right then. But when you think about divisions, we all act a certain way, and then we behave a certain way depending on a particular situation, right? When I wear my collar and I'm out in public, there is an image that is associated with the collar, right? You wouldn't see me doing something horrible to somebody else if I have my collar on, because I'm more cognizant of what this represents, right? And so I almost act a different way when I have my collar on than if I'm at home on a weekend, you know, working on my yard or something. And there's a reason for that, because, you know, as one of my ordained vows is that I live a life above reproach, but sometimes that's really tough to do. But the thing is, from the beginning of Jesus' ministry, Jesus has been dealing with divided houses and kingdoms. He's cast out demons. He's healed Peter's mother-in-law, cleansed lepers, and caused paralytics to walk. And the houses and kingdoms of these people are all divided. There's a lot of conflict and turmoil. And yet, Jesus was always in the middle of it all. It almost seemed as if Jesus was intentionally trying to step out of bounds, so to speak. Color outside the lines, if you will. And the thing is that that's exactly what he's talking about here and now. The theme for the Senate Assembly that I attended last weekend was about justice and advocacy. And I don't need to tell you that later on this year, when we have our presidential election, there's going to be some tension. And there's going to be some turmoil. There's going to be some people that are upset, no matter what the outcome of the election will be. And the thing is, and I'm not trying to bring politics into church, because that's not what I like to do, certainly when I'm delivering a message. But my point is this. Sometimes, as disciples of Christ, we have to be willing to take a stand. We have to be willing to be on the side of Jesus. And when we draw lines in the sand, Jesus will always be on the other side. Always. And the question is, are you willing to stand with Jesus on the other side of that line? And that's a tough, tall order. You know, for years, I've seen on the news and on social media protests and people doing some, wanting to be a part of a movement, you know, and pastors sometimes getting involved in that. And I watch that stuff at a distance and I'm going, "Oh, that's so sad. That's horrible. Yeah, I wish I could be part of that, and yet I sit on my couch and do absolutely nothing. Why? Fear? Worried about the message that I portray if I wear my collar in a march? Worried about what people will think about me? Worried about people figuring out my political allegiances and all of those things? Why? Does any of that matter? Whenever we draw lines in the sand, Jesus will always be on the other side. And that means that we as disciples of Christ are called to do the same. We have to give voice to the voiceless. We have to advocate for those who cannot advocate for themselves. And we must be willing to take a stand for just injustices and doing what is right. And that is not always easy. Brian Stevenson was one of the guest speakers at this year's Senate Assembly. He's an African-American attorney who, that's what his entire firm does, is advocates for those who have been incarcerated either erroneously or something ridiculous, and oftentimes works to overturn convictions and getting people out of prison. I don't need to tell you that majority of the individuals that are in prison today are African-American males who have oftentimes not done anything wrong, and yet they still sit in prison and are marginalized, criticized. You know, we make assumptions all the time. We see a homeless person begging for money on a street corner, and as we pull up to that light where they're at, we lock our doors. Why not roll down the window and have a conversation? We see someone who comes into our church that's a little bit odorous and maybe hasn't had the ability to take a shower in a week, and we make assumptions about that person and say, I cannot be near this person. That's disgusting. We do it sometimes without even thinking. We see an African American in a hoodie at night walking on a path, and we assume, oh, he's up to no good. He must be up to no good. Why? It's our perception. We can choose to see what is right, or we can choose to see what is wrong. Martin Luther said that we are both saint and sinner. We possess the capacity for both, and yet oftentimes we forget the side that Jesus is on, and we forget to cross that line and say, I'm going to advocate for that person who needs someone on their side. It's very easy to turn away and say, I'm not getting involved in that. No, I couldn't possibly do that. You know, as I mentioned earlier, we all know that later on this is going to be a very contentious presidential election. And so one of the things that we spoke about, I spoke about with our delegates over last weekend, was how we as a church can advocate for others in our community and what that might look like. And so I've decided, and I'm hoping that others will join, that I want our church to be a place where people can come and register to vote. Because if we stand and do nothing, will it make a difference in the outcome? I don't know. But what I do know is that as a church, we have to be advocates and helping people who maybe can't help themselves. There's still a lot of seniors in this entire community of Oak Ridge who maybe don't have access to a computer or don't know how to register to vote. And so at least we do something, right? Instead of sitting on the sidelines and saying, my vote won't matter. I don't need to do all that. Sure, that's the easy way out. Not me. I've gotten to the point where advocacy is important, and we have to be willing to be on the other side with Jesus. We all know what it's like to live divided lives. We all know that there are times when our outsides and insides don't match up. That's what it means to be a house divided. One person at work, another person at home. You act a certain way with one person and a different way with other people. And life gets divided into pieces, behaviors, beliefs, ethics become situational. And it seems like we are forever trying to put all the pieces together. And that's why the crowd had gathered around Jesus. And that's why the religious authorities opposed him. But how many times in Scripture did we see Jesus advocating and doing things that were against the norm? What was that supposed to demonstrate for us? That we are called to do the same. And as disciples of Christ, we have to be willing to go there. No matter how it makes us uncomfortable, no matter the cost, because at some point, divisions will keep dividing. But Christ calls us to be as one, to be advocates for one another, to lift each other up. You know, in my own personal household, with my family, we can't discuss politics because we have some that on one side and the others that are on the other. And yet we still can come together as a family to pray together, to love one another. And even though that we know that those divisions exist, we still embrace one another in love and will support each other. I'm the only one in my family other than my mother who still goes to church. Does that mean that my siblings are all gonna be in torment and in hell because they will not receive salvation? I struggle with that sometimes too. But what I know is that I can love and pray for them anyway. And I'm gonna love them where they are. And that's what Jesus calls us to love people where they are, to be willing to look at each other through the lens of Christ and say, I got you. I'm gonna advocate with you. I'm gonna walk with you through this. Christ made lines in the sand all the time. And the question that you need to ask yourself is, what does that mean for you? What can you do to advocate for others in our community? What can you do to advocate for a better relationship as members of this church? What can you do to bridge that gap? We do a lot of things in this church, a lot of things I'm very proud of. And one of the things that we do very well is we uplift each other. We pray for each other. We call one another. We nurture each other. It's one of the things that drew me to this church. And like Margaret was talking about, but this is all temporary. This is not the church. The people that need to be reached, that need to be loved and embraced, are the ones who are outside these walls, who do not know the love of God, who do not know about God's grace. Because even if someone that you are talking to says that they're an atheist, love them anyway. You love them anyway and love them where they are. You may not be able to change the minds of individuals in your family, your friends, or whatever the case may be. But know that when we are advocating for others, when we are stepping over that line and willing to do that, Jesus is right there with us. We're not alone. And God's love and grace is big enough, wide enough to help us get there, to help make that bridge possible. My brothers and sisters in Christ, there are all sorts of forces out there, things, events, sometimes even people whose lives are just broken and through which they have been separated from God. You may even find that conflict within yourself. There are some days you are like 100% God, and then there may be another day when you're like wondering, where is God in all of this? I've been there. We all are both saint and sinner. And yet, Christ calls us to be bound together through the love and grace of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. God can heal any wound that separates us. God can refashion all of those pieces into something new. That's what we are hopeful for as a church, as we continue to share the gospel of Christ to others in this world who need to hear it. There is nothing in your life or my life that God cannot forgive and overcome. So today, if you are feeling divided within yourself, know that God's grace has got you. That with God's grace, we can build that bridge. And I encourage you to go out and do the same for others. Amen.